Good evening. My name is Jay. I'm calling from Metro Research. We'd just like to ask you some questions about your attitudes and opinions. Can you be so kind and share your opinion with us real quick, ma'am? And just to make sure we're talking with people of all ages, is your age between 18 to 29, 30 to 44, 45 to 59, or 60 plus? Can you share your opinion, please?
30 to 44.
Thank you, ma'am. And very kind of you for taking the time to help me. I really appreciate it. Now, 30 to 44, okay, moving forward. You still live in Massachusetts, right?
Yes.
And which county in Massachusetts do you currently live?
Essex.
Essex County. Okay, let me see. Ooh, here we go. Essex County. Thank you. Now, how would you and believe me, by no means we're trying to insult your intelligence, okay, ma'am? It's just for statistical purpose only. And nowadays, we just don't want to feel anybody to feel discriminated. But how would you describe your gender? A man, a woman, a non-binary, or some other way?
Female.
Thank you. And how would you describe your race or ethnicity? White, Caucasian, African American, Hispanic, Latino, Asian, Native Hawaiian, Hispanic?
Hispanic, yep.
Okay. And what is the highest level of schooling that you have completed? 11th grade or less, high school graduate, some college, no degree, associate's degree, bachelor's degree, graduate courses, or advanced degree?
Some college.
Thank you, ma'am. I appreciate your patience on the line. Now, in a few words, on your own words, what would you say is the most important transportation-related issue facing Massachusetts right now? On your own words, one or two things, if you can mention for me.
Repairing all of the transit ways.
Okay, so they're repairing that is going on the infrastructure?
Mm-hmm.
On all the roads and stuff? Okay, thank you, ma'am. Now, moving on. Okay. What grade would you give Massachusetts Governor Mara Haley on transportation, including highways, roads and bridges, public transportation like trains, subways, buses and ferries, and walking and biking? How would you grade the governor? A, B, C, D, or an F?
C.
Okay, thank you. Moving on. The MBTA provides a subway, a bus, train, and ferry service throughout eastern Massachusetts. Now, what grade would you give the governor, Haley, for handling of the MBTA? A, B, C, D, or an F?
D.
Thank you. Moving on. Now, Massachusetts has 15 regional transit authorities that provide public bus service outside the MBTA service area. Now, what grade would you give the Governor Haley for handling of the regional transit authorities? A, B, C, D, or an F?
C.
Thank you. Now, I appreciate your patience, ma'am. Now, Massachusetts State Legislature is responsible for funding public infrastructure, including roads, bridges, sidewalks, bike paths, and public transportation like trains, buses, and subways. Now, what grade would you give the state legislature for their handling on transportation infrastructure here in Massachusetts? A, B, C, D, or F?
C.
C? Thank you, ma'am. Now, moving on. Thinking about traffic on the roads and highways and the part of the state where you live, would you say the traffic now is better than it was before the start of the pandemic in March 2020? Worse than it was before the pandemic or about the same?
About the same.
About the same. Thank you. And now, how safe do you feel doing each of the following in Massachusetts or where you live, actually? If you do not engage in any of this activity, please let me know, okay? And ride a bicycle. If you ride a bicycle where you live, you feel very safe, somewhat unsafe, or very unsafe?
Somewhat unsafe.
Somewhat unsafe. It says Massachusetts, but, you know, where you live, actually. How about when you drive or ride in a car in the highway? Same question. Do you feel very safe doing that in Massachusetts? Somewhat safe, somewhat unsafe, or very unsafe?
Somewhat unsafe.
Someone and say, and how about when you take the MBTA commuter rail? Let's just say you take the commuter rail once in a while. Do you feel very safe, somewhat safe, somewhat unsafe, or very unsafe?
Somewhat safe.
Okay. And how about when you take the MBTA subway? You know, if you go to town, take the red line or the green line, do you feel very safe, someone safe, someone unsafe, or very unsafe?
Somewhat safe.
Someone safe, okay. And how about when you walk around your community? Same question. Safe or unsafe?
Unsafe.
Okay, somewhat unsafe or very?
Somewhat.
Somewhat unsafe. Okay, how about when you take a public bus, the MBTA or the RTA? Do you feel very safe, someone unsafe, or very unsafe?
Very safe.
Very safe. Hey, how about when you drive or ride in the car on local roads? Do you feel very safe, someone unsafe, or very unsafe?
Someone unsafe.
Someone unsafe. Thank you, ma'am. Now, moving on. Okay, here we go. Now, you mentioned that you feel at least somewhat unsafe driving or riding in the car. Are any of these following reasons is the reason why when a driver is distracted by their phones or because of reckless or speeding drivers or road rage or poor road conditions? Can you pick one for the sake of
the first reason? Three.
Okay, thank you. Here we go. Road rage, huh? Well, now, you mentioned that you feel at least somewhat unsafe walking around your community. Are any of the following reasons why? Dangerous streets, crossing, or intersections, poorly maintained sidewalks, the drivers are distracted by the phones, reckless or speeding drivers, worry about a crime or violence, lack of street lighting, or lack of sidewalks, or lack of crosswalk or walk signals?
Reckless drivers.
They're reckless drivers. Okay. Okay, here we go. Reckless or speeding drivers. Okay, thank you. And you mentioned that you feel at least somewhat unsafe riding a bicycle. Are any of the following reasons why? They're poorly maintained bike lanes or paths, the lack of enforcement or traffic laws, the reckless or speeding drivers, the lack of a security bike parking, the lack of a separate bike path, or lack of bike lanes on the streets, or drivers distracted by their phones? What would be the main reason?
Lack of enforcement.
Of the laws, okay. Thank you. Okay. Oh, the traffic laws. Anything else or just that one?
And unsafe drivers.
Okay. No, thank you, ma'am. I would like to ask you about a different topic right now. Governor Haley has proposed a new legislation to build more affordable housing in Massachusetts. Okay, part of the bill would let cities and towns charge a transfer fee on the portion of a real estate sale about $1 million. Now, cities and towns could use the money raised from the fee to build more affordable housing. Now, the question is, how much will you support or oppose allowing cities and towns to impose such a transfer fee on the portion of a real estate sale over $1 million? Will you strongly support that proposal? Somewhat support, somewhat opposed, or strongly opposed? What's your opinion?
Somewhat support.
Somewhat support. Thank you. Now, okay, somewhat support. Moving on. We're almost done, ma'am. And the last question, just for statistical purpose only, but how many cars, if any, does your household own or lease? None, one, two, three, four, or more?
One.
One. Thank you. Now, do you own or rent your home, or do you have another arrangement like living with family members or student housing?
Living with family.
Thank you. Okay. Now, which of the following best describes your work situation right now? Employee full-time, employee part-time, or not currently employed?
Not currently employed.
Okay, thank you. Now, moving on. Are you a student, a homemaker, retired, or temporarily unemployed?
Temporary.
Temporarily unemployed. Okay, thank you. And have you been seeking work? How much of an obstacle has transportation been to find work for you? A major obstacle? A minor? Not an obstacle at all? Or you haven't been seeking for work?
A major obstacle.
A major obstacle. Okay. And in politics today, would you consider yourself an independent, a Republican, a Democrat, or something else?
Independent.
Independent. And do you lean more towards the Democratic Party or the Republican Party or neither?
Neither.
Neither. Thank you, ma'am. Now, last year, what was your total family income from all sources before taxes? It just stopped me when I get to the category that contains your income, okay? Below $25,000, $25,000 to $50,000 a year, $50,000 to $75,000, $75,000 to $100,000, $100,000 to $150,000, or $150,000 and more?
Below 25.
Okay, thank you. And what's the zip code where you live?
01843.
01843. Thank you, man. Very kind of you for sharing your opinion. It's been a pleasure talking to you. This concludes the survey, ma'am. Thank you very much, ma'am, for taking the time to help me. Bye-bye. Thank you,
ma'am. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.